The third cut. Cup of Destiny. Proceeded that with what is with this computer? Anyways, the opening cuts, Starfire 500. Yeah, Cartoon Dark. We're going to jump right over. They actually had an album after that called Comfort to Me back in 2021. This is the last one came out. I don't even know when it came out. A few months back. It's the officially... Oh, wow. This is sooner rather than later. That's weird. 25th of October, 2024. That sound right? Weird. Huh. Could have sworn. Anyway, I don't know. Time is just doesn't make either it was a pre-release or this album. Could have sworn he had this for months. Anyways, whatever. Maybe you just had a lot of things packed in the last two. What the hell? How long was it? Like 3 weeks ago? Well, it couldn't have been that, but anyway. I could have sworn it was before that. I heard. Anyways. Still thinking about plumbing, in case you've heard me earlier this evening. Jerking is the first song here on this album. Cartoon Darkness, and then we're gonna have Chewing Gum, looks like the title. Something else there, and then I'll tell you all about Wire. I was thinking about either I was gonna do Wire or Deer Hunter, and if I was like, well, I'll do Wire tonight. There we go. Also, right after Ammo and the Sniffers, we had something deep in the music library of CKW from the Capitol Theater, the Olympia, Washington, on Yo-Yo Recordings. I don't even know if that exists anymore. Wow. This is old. You recorded in 1994. The album came out. The CD came out in 1996 as a two CD sets when CDs were really expensive and the thing. Basically a live set from the Capitol Theater, some sort of a music festival. We're going to hear Mutual Milk Hotel as recorded live and a bunch of other stuff. Yeah. Anyways, continuing on here with Ammo and the Sniffers, coming off with a sort of punk rock, I guess. Also, make say it's Australian pub rock, which is sort of a genre unto itself. CKW. 95.5 in Winnipeg. Speaking of technical issues, so was my brain, apparently. I have to sort of lost for words. We'll be right back. chewing gum from Amel and Sniffers. There you go. Amel and Sniffers, they had an interview while back on the BBC and talking about their music to the drug, amyl nitrate. And in cold tears saying, in Australia, we call poppers amyl. So you sniff it and last for 30 seconds, then you get have a headache. And that's what we're like. And that's the same about the band. And as you could tell, their later stuff, that is the latest stuff, is a little more, more melodic pop thing going on there compared to the earlier straight up raw sound. Meh. Good. Oh, yeah. Jerking before that. And, here's Pigs. Oh, CKW. Pigs from Amel and the Night. Keep saying Amel and the Sniffers Cartoon Darkness. It just came out a few weeks back. On what label did it even come off on? But who knows? I guess Rough Trade, you know, putting it out. I just couldn't find it on this. Anyways, too new. There you go. They actually had I'm on the Sniffers had a couple EPs back in before we got going in 2016 and 2017. They had Giddy Up and Big Attraction, which was released digitally and in cassette format, which is sort of gets them in my good books. Do like cassette tapes. They had a 21st of October. They had one of the singles, the fourth one was called "Jerking," which was the opening cut on this album. Played three songs back or something. The video wasn't really on YouTube originally. They did a cleaned up version for YouTube, but originally the band's website to put their music video out because it had graphic full frontal nudity throughout the whole video. Yeah, there you go. I really am going to get this background music going here so you can. Because I'm not really. It's sort of like it's after 1 in the morning here, Central Standard Time. And if I was in the bar, I'd be like just sort of nursing a beer or something, or nursing a Ryan Coke. You know, not really talking up a storm like some people. I usually hang around people that don't shut up. So I just sort of ignore them and nurse my beer and say, uh-huh. And that's what I do. And I have some thoughts. Like I had one right there. But I didn't have to share that to you. Why would I? Unlike some people on the bar who share every bloody thought, and I could care less. Or maybe I'll agree with them. Or if I don't, I'll just slink away. You know. That's how it works. And then you get to the, you know, you get two people who won't shut up, and before you know it, they'll be you'd be sort of leaving for the evening, and you wonder why these two people are beating the crap out of each other. And like, oh yeah, those two, right? Anyways, I had some new Cave in the Bad Seeds. The Wild God release came out not too long ago. I'm going to play it again, Sam Records. Maybe we'll get to that tonight. Who knows? One more from Ammo and the Sniffers. They've been doing a lot of sort of getting their name out there. Now they've been opening for Fall Out Boy and Green Day and Weezer in Europe on the tour there. Also with Smashing Pumpkins. Amy Taylor has had in various interviews talking about various influences. AC/DC, Sleaford Mod, Minor Threat, amongst others, Cardi B. There. Here's Do It, Do It. On CKW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. There we go. That's our little look at Ammo and Sniffers for today. Here is a little bit ready. There we go. Neutral Milk Hotel. Love you on a Tuesday.
Just like apple pie, yeah. Oh, it's flying towards my Tuesday. Yeah, it's flying towards my Tuesday. Bitch, I'm a hack of my cup, yeah. Life changing colors daily, slip into my postbox. Now everything is floating, baby. Take a dress, I slip away. Super pushing into the pain hole. In my eyes, I scoop the burning off the belt I know. Yeah, it's flying towards my Tuesday. Yeah, it's flying towards my Tuesday. Vegetable head on my perfume. Vegetable head on my perfume. Vegetable head on my
and borrowed equipment and stuff, so. We made this up yesterday.
Sorry.
Whoa, whoa.
crib of the door. Lay the water on the floor. They're having a picnic on the other side of town. And there's sleeping bags and there's fire. And it's getting down to the wire. So grab yourself a spot and settle down for a while. Because it's getting hard to think. And the moon is starting to sink. And my body's laying low in the silvery light. So the world is a holiday, smoking in an old ashtray. They just blow it up their nose and say okay. So let's try to make it last. The past is still a past, and tomorrow it's just another crazy day.
The song's called Frog. It's for Calvin. Got the time to leave behind all your lies. don't know when to stop, but you really know how to hop. Hoppity hop, hoppity hop. I know that you're a frog. I know you live it up on today. Living a bar. I got the time to leave behind all your lies, leave behind.
Versus, speaking this side, my headphones. Versus there, Frog from the disc two of the two CD set from Yo-Yo A-Go-Go. Quite a ways back, 1996, when we got the CD at the station. Basically, CKW's pre-FM days. This is a very old CD. Somehow it still plays. From Yo-Yo Recordings, Post Office Box 2462, Olympia, Washington, USA, 98502, and... probably don't even, well, I'd be surprised. And then there's the mail strike anyhow, so I wouldn't know if I could send random. Maybe that should be a feature of this program, to send random dead letters off to see if they have any response to these. Send for free catalog, yeah. Or a note, whether they exist. Fan clubs for deep, yeah, probably someone who has fallen from grace, let's put it that way. Fan club, oh, really, yeah. Anyways, that's the things we could possibly do here, but I won't because I have no time, I'm too busy plumbing and stuff. Family commitments these days, and then it's going to snow, and then actually the nice thing about that, it's perfect weather for hitting up small venues, check out some bands. You should like the little touring bands these days, but I always love hitting up the touring bands that are just up and coming, just starting out before they realize doing the balance sheets and like, yep, this is, won't be doing this again. Then you won't hear from them. And tell you. Yeah. Anyhow. Before that we had Cub. No, we didn't have Cub. We had Beck. Beck doing two tracks. Title Unknown and Sleeping Bag. On disc one. Here's a little, again, if you haven't remembered this, this is Beck, Title Unknown. If you listen carefully to the lyrics.
We're using borrowed equipment and stuff, so. We made this up yesterday.
Sorry.
Get the idea. Title Unknown. Beck. Before that, we had Cub with Your Bed. Again, from Yo-Yo Recordings. Recorded during Yo-Yo A-Go-Go at the Capitol Theater in Olympia, Washington. Back in July of 1994, when I was really getting into Nirvana. Yes, it was. Yep. And Brave New Ways. And stuff like that. Wasn't much in 1994. Yeah. And one day I'll get the internet to work as well. Here in 2024, some things never change. but the nice thing about radio stations is plethora of media to vinyl, disc, and I have worked around. So we're going to have a wire thing coming up shortly. Well, not that shortly, but we're going to have it soon enough. And wait, we're good here. Two more tracks, The Stinky Puffs, I Love You Anyway, and Mecha Normal with I Lock Walk Alone, a live version there. Here on CKW.
I suck! Look, I wouldn't be bragging about that, pal. I talk to you after the show, though. Okay, you ready?
About when Kurt died, and it's called I Love You Anyway.
But Because it's my right to walk anywhere in any city at any time of day wearing whatever the fuck I want to. I walk alone.
There we go. I forgot the background music again. Anyways, we have I Walk Alone, Mechanormal. The Stinky Puffs preceded that with I Love You Anyway, and then the new Bad Things with Product. Yep. There you go. From the Yo-Yo compilation. There, from 1996. As recorded in 1994. Almost 2 in the morning here, an hour. It's almost finishing hour 2 tonight. I'm finally getting things massaged together here. Here's Applied Communications, released not where the hell did it go? Not too long ago. There it is. From the, this came out earlier this year on Rare Noodles. Applied Communications has a midlife crisis. This is the, it's like a 5-song. EP, I guess. Here's this middle, the fifth, third cut, Crying in Kmart. Here in CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. And finally got going again, streaming online at CKUW.ca.
I burrow deep. It's a marginal decision. I pop pimples in the kitchen, watching Tokyo drift on a plasma television. I slap into a link, make a crater start to bake, twitch and burn, edge and squirm, bone snap, my vision blurs. Then I woke up in Sears Roebuck, reborn in a Maytag while you drift and pluck at my facial hair. Follicle by follicle, laser hair removal makes me feel phenomenal. Ignored, it makes me feel alive. It reminds me of being 25. Do I look like a fool? Grappling with mortality, sifting through my non-binary skull for some staggering judgment from above. When I'm feeling unloved, I audit all the traits every stranger recalls from the kids these days. Play music with their eyes, they've never seen the fade when their Tamagotchi dies. I don't know anyone, no one knows me, but I love myself, my unidentified. Oxytocin drunk, metabolizing feels by trunk, by trunk, by trunk.